Toto. I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. Looks like another intro I've screwed up. Do you know what the square root of 3041 is? No, I thought not. This week's featured album was going to be Neil Young's Harvest Moon, but I can't seem to find it in my record collection. So, on to Plan B. Debut was Bjork's first solo album and was released in 1993. The 11 songs on the album are full of diversity and emotion, and some say eccentricity. The opening track is called Human Behaviour.
Yeah.
That's Bjork and Human Behaviour. Nick Drake was a folk singer-songwriter who died in 1974 at the tender age of 26. He took an overdose of antidepressants. He was always reluctant to perform or give interviews, which might be why he never achieved much recognition during his lifetime. He left three studio albums behind, recorded between 1969 and 1972. The second of those albums is called Brighter Later, and this is One of These Things First.
I could have been a sailor, could have been a cook. A real life lover, could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been but one of these things first. I could have been but one of these things first. I could have been your pillar, could have been your dog. I could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been. Could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been one of these things first. I could have been. Could have been a flute. A real life giver, could have been a boot. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I would be, I should be so near. I could have been but one of these things first. I could have been.
These Things First, which is one of Nick Drake's more upbeat songs. Lara's theme became the motive for the film Dr. Zhivago. It was composed by Maurice Jarre. Much to Jarre's annoyance, most of the stuff he had composed for the film was cut out by the director David Lean and producer Carlo Ponti. Instead, they used variations of Lara's theme throughout the movie. Jarre thought this would ruin the soundtrack. Bjork was 27 years old when she made the debut album. Many of the songs on the album were written years before, including Human Behaviour, which she penned while still a teenager. Bjork had put these songs aside, stating that, "I was in punk bands and the songs weren't punk." This next track from debut is called Violently Happy.
Since I for my baby.
Marvin Gaye's What's Going On was one of the first Motown songs to make a political statement. Apparently, it was inspired by stories that Gaye's soldier brother Frankie told him about the Vietnam War.
Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Marvin Gaye and What's Going On, from an album of the same name, which was released in 1971.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. Hey.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit. When you look at it, life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, Brian, cheer up. Records available
always
in the foyer.
Right.
Someone's got to live as well, you know. Alright, it's a lot. Let's get this bloody dog down.
Right.
Change his mantle within 3 weeks. What do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always
never make the money back, you know. I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
During the Falklands War, when HMS Sheffield was hit by an Exocet missile, her crew sang that song while waiting to be rescued. Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, written by Eric Idle and from the 1979 film Monty Python's Life of Brian. Before going solo, Björk was the vocalist of the Sugar Cubes, who were an Icelandic alternative rock group, whatever that means. The Sugar Cubes disbanded in 1992 and Björk moved to London. She put together a demo cassette of her own songs and began pestering the record companies. One of the songs on that demo cassette was Aeroplane, which is one of the most musically complicated pieces on the album.
I
Aeroplane by Bjork. In 1987, Andy Warhol died unexpectedly following a gallbladder operation. As a tribute to Warhol, former Velvet Underground members Lou Reed and John Cale came together to make a musical interpretation of his life. Released as an album in 1990, it was called Songs for Drella, Drella being Warhol's nickname, a combination of Dracula and Cinderella. When the album was finished, Cale vowed never to work with Reed again due to their long-standing personal differences. However, Songs for Drella proved to be the overture to a full-blown Velvet Underground reunion. This track from Songs for Drella is called Forever Changed.
Train entering the city, I lost myself and never came back. Around the world and never came back. Black silhouettes, crisscross tracks, never came back.
Changed. I
Forever Changed, Lou Reed and John Cale, from the Songs for Drella album. During his lifetime, Béla Bartók had a constant struggle against poor health and financial difficulties. Bartók never received much recognition when he was alive. He was ridiculed by the press, and on the rare occasions when his works were performed, they were not well received. It's part of the Bartók tragedy that it was only after his death in 1945 that his work became popular. Bartók was fascinated by folk songs and dances in his native Hungary. He collected these from peasants and gypsies during his pioneering ethnomusicological field trip through Eastern Europe. This was during 1910 to 1914. His analytical study of folk music resulted in a symphonic work called Romanian Folk Dances. Romanian Folk Dances has six movements, and this is the sixth and final one, which starts with a fast dance called the Manuntilal. If you're interested in hearing Romanian folk dances in its entirety, there's a YouTube link on the LRF website. It's a video of an open-air live performance by Janine Jansen. Next up is the opening track from Joy Division's second and final album, Closer, which was released in 1980. The track's called Atrocity Exhibition and is named after the book by J.G. Ballard, which Ian Curtis had partly read and liked. Ian Curtis was Joy Division's vocalist and lyricist, a troubled soul who suffered from epilepsy. Ballard's book is an experimental collection of short stories centred around a doctor who undergoes a nervous breakdown.
Inside. This is the way, step inside.
Joy Division, an Atrocity Exhibition. Sadly, a few months after making the Closer album, Ian Curtis hanged himself. Nellie Hooper started off as a DJ in Bristol and went on to produce albums for Soul to Soul and Massive Attack. He was brought in to produce the debut album. Nellie also co-wrote five of the songs with Bjork, including this next one, which is called There's More to Life Than This.
To rush to the town's first bakery.
Melba Moore's The Magic Touch wasn't released when it was recorded in 1966. It later became very popular in the Northern Soul scene. We Have All the Time in the World was part of the soundtrack for the 1969 James Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service. It was sung by Louis Armstrong and didn't make the charts when it was first released. It was also the last song that Armstrong ever recorded. It was only 25 years later, when Guinness used it in one of their commercials, that it became a hit.
Time in the world, time enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love in the world. If that's all we have, you will find we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less. On the behind us, yes, we have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less, only love.
Armstrong, and we have all the time in the world. The track, Great Gig in the Sky, from Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album, didn't originally have vocals. It was also originally called The Mortality Sequence, and had just an organ playing, and samples of people speaking about death. At the suggestion of Alan Parsons, Pink Floyd brought in Claire Torrey to give the track vocals. In the studio, Torrey did a number of takes, and from the second take onwards, she tried to make her voice sound like an instrument. Torrey didn't think she'd done a good job of it, and apologised for her performance. She left the studio thinking that her vocals wouldn't be included in the final cut. Pink Floyd and The Great Gig in the Sky, with, of course, Claire Torrey doing the vocals. Pink Floyd and the Great Gig in the Sky. Next week's featured album is War by U2. I'm fairly certain that I'll be able to find that album because I'm holding it in my hand.